It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. A week ago, everyone seemed to be talking about the Maya people of Mexico and Central America. Due to a misinterpretation of the Mayan calendar, word spread that the ancient culture had predicted the end of the world on December 21st.
Tens of thousands flocked to Maya sites to see if the prophecy would come to pass. There were bargain tourist packages and state-sponsored festivals.
As it turned out, the world did not end. The tourists have gone back home. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the modern-day Maya people are going on with their lives. It is a culture that struggles with poverty and depends on migration to the U.S.
78-year-old Paulino Xiao shuffles through his dirt yard, tending to his pigs and chickens in Tuncas, a small Maya town in Mexico's Yucatan state.
Desde tenía ocho años, estaba en la escuela.
Ever since I was 8 years old, the Maya priest would say the world is going to end. He chuckles, end what end? I'm 78 and we're all still here. Xiao says he doesn't mind the attention lately as people have gotten, even though he says the benefits went to the businessmen catering to tourists. He says the people here in Tuncas are used to toughing it out. We are farmers here. We work the land. If it rains, we eat, he says. If it doesn't, we don't. Xiao owns the lone tortilla store in Tuncas. Most of his children left town years ago to work in the tourist resorts around Cancun or to the U.S. There are about 5 million Maya living in Mexico and Central America. Migration to the U.S. only began in the 1970s. UC San Diego professor Wayne Cornelius, who studies the Maya of Tuncas, says many came after a devastating hurricane hit the region.
On balance, most people who have migrated from this town have benefited. They have clearly raised their standard of living. They've diversified their sources of income. But the migrants have also acquired some major health problems.
Cornelia says those living in the U.S. are twice as likely to be obese and suffer from hypertension. For the relative left behind, depression is a major health problem. The number one prescription in Tuncas is for antidepressants.
Now, this is a fascinating case. We have an ancient civilization being slammed up against 21st century America.
That culture clash is loud and clear at Antonio Xiao's house in Inglewood, California. He lives right next to the 105 freeway, smack under the flight path of LA's International Airport. Xiao, who's 49, left Tuncas when he was a teen and hasn't been back since.
I miss it. I miss my town. You know, 25 years. I haven't seen my mom in 25 years. I haven't seen my brothers and sisters in 25 years. I talked to them on the computer and all that, but it's not the same.
Paulino, the tortilla maker, is his uncle. Xiao, like most Maya in the U.S., came illegally, and like most from the Yucatan, work in the car washes of L.A. Xiao says he tried hard to teach his children, four of whom were born in the U.S., the ways of life back home.
How to respect people in the Mayan way, how to talk to people, the way my dad's parents taught him, he taught me, so I wanted to teach them the same way.
He says his children speak a few words in Maya, but it's been hard to keep the culture alive. That's a lot of what motivated Manuel Nunez Canché to move his family back to Tuncas after living 11 years in Anaheim, California.
Estas paletas son de arroz.
In his Tuncas store, Nunez combs through a mound of popsicles he sells, grape, strawberry, and sweet rice ones.
Hay que cuidarlos. Hay que tenerlos. Aquí los puedo tener más vigilados.
Nunez says here in Tuncas he has more control over his U.S.-born children, who had to learn Spanish when they came back. They don't speak Maya at all. For Paulino Chiao, the retired tortilla maker, his biggest worry is how few in town speak the native language. The young here don't want to speak it, only the grandparents do, says Chiao. He says it won't happen right away, but he worries that within a generation or two, no one in Tuncas will remember the Maya words or its ways. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.